Nothing is off the stove.
God damn it, Patty. Welcome back, part-timers. This is the Part-Time Yetis, an unofficial Disney podcast. Roll call, Jedi Tiff here.
And I'm Sorcerer Patty.
And I'm Skipper Kira.
Before we dive into basically our last adventure to Disney, which was a jam-packed day where I thought we were there for actually 2 days. So we'll get into that after we hit up the Disney download. I'm going to pass it back to Sorcerer Patty.
Woo! And here are some of the biggest Disney news items this week. We've got magic keys that were sold again this week. Looks like people are hankering for those magic keys, as two of them are already sold out.
Does that mean they're just increasing the capacity at the park at this point then?
Maybe. I think also, I feel like people's maybe lapsed at some point.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to recoup. I'm sure not everyone's renewing. Because, you know.
We know there's reasons. Kira made it very clear to me before this.
One of the biggest reasons, the price tag.
Yes.
Yeah, it's painful.
And Splash Mountain will officially close at Disneyland on May 30th. Getting ready for Tiana's Bayou.
Oh, man, Kira's gonna.
Yes, I know. I was like, gotta say it right. Gotta say it right. Blah, blah, blah.
You had it, Patty.
She second guessed herself because you give her too much pressure, Kira.
Oh man,
I was staring right at Kira.
I take it back.
It's too okay. Late. The deed's been done.
Something you can count forever. On. and details about the Bayou Adventure have come out. There will be a brand new cast of original Disney characters, dozens of entirely new audio animatronic figures, new original music alongside favorite musical tunes, the alluring scent of beignets being prepared for the party.
Oh, I love that.
The attraction queue. So
that's how they get you to
have
go
some
buy
munchies before the ride and after the ride, I guess.
Wow, they're just milking it.
Wait, while you're in line for it, you're just going to be smelling beignets the whole time?
In the
mean?
Attraction
that
queue,
is
yeah.
That's really mean.
That is blatant. I feel like we don't know if they do this on Main Street, right? With like
the popcorn, the fudge.
Yes. The ice cream, the waffle cones. I can smell that from Main Street.
I know. It's like Disney's version of Abercrombie.
More alluring.
Yeah, just getting wafts of every sort of food you can think of walking down one street.
But yeah, so that'll be fun. Definitely going to give us munchies.
Heck yeah.
And in Walt Disney World news, Epcot's Food and Wine Festival dates have been announced. They will run from July 27th through November 18th. And the Eat to the Beat series will also be returning, but the lineup has yet to be announced.
Ooh.
Which I love because I get my fill of boy bands.
It's Patty's favorite.
Uh-huh.
We have to go.
Yes, I've seen Boys to Men.
Oh, I love them.
Two of the dudes from NSYNC, nice. Ryan Cabrera.
I think I saw Simple Plan randomly when I was there last time.
Remember? Oh, that's awesome.
I don't think it was Food and Wine, though. I think it was like the Flower Festival or something.
Oh, I didn't know they do music then.
Yeah, I guess like Simple Plan was like doing a 3-day concert or something there. I was like, I'm all for this.
Yes.
It's like being Disney a Vans Warped Tour all over again.
Oh. With Disney and flowers.
Perfect.
What were the dates again, Patty?
July 27th through November 18th.
So I guess we're going in November.
I mean, yes.
Or it also depends on when your boy bands show up.
They're usually at the end.
Oh, well, there
you go. Joey Fatone and friends.
Oh, Patty's ready. The strategy behind planning this is done.
Yep, and I'm going to pass the torch over to Skipper Kira, who has a bit more Disney download this week.
Sure do. Let's start off with an announcement that the Villas at Disneyland Hotel will open to guests on September 28th of this year, 2023. They're going to be themed to Walt Disney Studios animation films like Sleeping Beauty and The Jungle Book. The bookings definitely open up first to DVC members, Disney Vacation Club members, but then it's open to the general public, but there's a limited amount of rooms. So I'm sure they will be near sold quick. Out. But yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
But that sounds pretty cool. It's going to be the fourth tower at the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. We also have new Star Tours adventures coming in 2024. So new scenes will be added.
I wonder if they're gonna include like Mandalorian or some of the new TV series.
Ooh,
I think they should.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially it's been a while since
they have like updated those scenes.
Yeah, and everything they announced at Star Wars Celebration. Ooh.
The announcements were so good. Films, right?
Yeah, so they basically announced that Daisy Ridley's back. Master now. They basically also are starting kind of like a new, I guess like a timeline for the movies. They're basically going to deep dive into more of the past, the present, and the future of the Republic. And from what I looked at the timeline, it looks like they're going to kind of go into the High Republic, which is basically a canon Star Wars book series that's really popular. So it looks like they're probably going to dive into that stuff. Taika Waititi is supposedly still working on some stuff for movies. Nice. No one really knows. And here, Dave Filoni, who is basically the god of Star Wars, is directing a movie. I think his idea was to basically have kind of Mandalorian, Boba Fett, and the Ahsoka series kind of come together as a movie. So I think that's going to be super good. And then the Ahsoka series looks so good, you guys. I cannot wait.
Ahsoka.
Oh man, the Easter eggs just within the trailer just blew me away. I had goosebumps the whole time watching that thing. And Star Wars Celebrations in Japan in 2025, so you know I'll be there. I'm not even gonna question it. I'm gonna book a ticket.
I'm booking it today.
I'm absolutely going.
Okay. There's your next trip to Japan.
Yeah, for 2025. Next year I have to find a reason to go to.
Would that one also be held in April, or do they have a month set up?
I don't know off the top of my head, actually. I think they have a date. I think it's normally in April.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, cool.
Yeah, I just jumped in there, my bad. I guess I had Disney download, too.
Oh, yeah, that was... I didn't know, like, half of that Star Wars news, so that's
interesting. Yeah.
You're welcome. This is the way.
Going from Star Wars or Lucasfilm to Marvel, Rogers the Musical will open June 30th at DCA in the Hyperion Theater.
I want to see that at least once.
I'm so excited.
At least.
At least once.
At least once.
At least
once. Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that. Like,
I mean,
it needed to happen.
If it's as good as what they showed at D23, mm-hmm. Oh man, it's good. Straight up like it's from Hawkeye.
Dude, that's amazing. That's kind of genius.
It's like, perfect because like Avengers Campus is right there. Yeah. I think we talked about this before in a different episode where like, why don't they have something like this to correlate with that?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to us, Disney.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think they are. We totally did drop this like several episodes ago. We prompted this idea and it has come true. So
maybe we're like the Simpsons and we just can predict the future.
Yes.
I love that. I like that theory.
You're welcome, world.
We're time travelers.
We're the part-time psychics, too.
All right. And I wouldn't be Skipper Kira without some Disney Cruise Line news. So we have two pieces of news. One is that the Global Dream cruise ship, which will be renamed under the Disney Cruise Line banner, will call its home port of Singapore in 2025. So it's going to make all of its sailings year-round from Singapore. It will be the debut of sailings in Southeast Asia for the Walt Disney Company. So that's really cool.
Very cool.
That's going to be the seventh ship that's launched under Disney Cruise. And then there will still be an eighth ship to come after that one. So,
wow.
Lots of cruising in the future.
There's a full-on fleet going on right now.
There is. Taking over.
Dang. And my final piece of Disney download news, Disney Cruise Line is going to start beta testing the new Disney Band Plus on select Wish cruises this summer. Basically, this is Magic Band Plus, but under a different name because Disney was not allowed to internationally trademark Magic Band Plus. So because they couldn't get the international rights for that, they had to change the name for the ones at sea.
Who's giving pushback on Magic Band Plus overseas?
My guess is that like some other company internationally somewhere had already used that
name.
Terminology for their product. Yeah. So yeah, they're going with Disney Band Plus for the cruise line specific ones. But if you have a Magic Band Plus, like I do over at Disneyland, they'll work on the cruise ships officially launch it. So yeah, they're totally interchangeable, but of course they'll roll out special DCL styled ones that, you know, I might need to buy.
No, might? You're going to get it. It's going to happen. Let's be real.
Yeah, come on. Come on. I know. Don't lie to us.
I know.
Dang. I mean, that's a lot of Disney stuff that happened. I feel like that always happens, though. We just always get caught up in the whirlwind of Disney news within the 2 weeks that we skip over sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we hit all that. So basically, the three of us hit up Disney last weekend. Finally together in a while, I guess a couple months or a month. I don't even remember the last time we went before this.
It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, February.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, Patty knows.
It was President's Day weekend.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm good with dates.
I'm horrible.
That's why we work. It works.
Dang. But yeah, so we hit up the parks and we basically went to DCA first because we wanted to check out Food and Wine. Patty had a little list of stuff she wanted to try out, and we actually ended up doing a lot of part-time Yeti taste testing.
Yes.
So, Patty, what was some of the dishes that you really liked while we were there? Oh,
my goodness. Well, the first one that we got was, it was a good call. Kira accidentally ordered us one each, and we were not mad at it. It was the beef and barley poutine. Mm-hmm. Which starting off strong, that was the first one, and ooh, that one was good.
I ate it so fast I didn't remember it. But I was pretty hungry.
But it was also really good.
It was like, really I good.
I would eat that again.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness I made that mistake on a good one.
Oh no. Oh, yeah. I remember you asking me, I was getting my own little cold brew. Blueberry pancake. Cold brew, which was good. Still love the Black Calf, still has my heart. I mean, can't go wrong with the chocolate cereal on top.
I mean, everybody loves Cocoa Puffs.
I mean, yes. Love that. Oh, and then there was a sleeper hit that I was very surprised about that Skipper Kira here decided to order, and I had no intentions. I had like an intention of taking maybe one bite just to check it out. It was the
buffalo mac and cheese with roasted cauliflower down at Paradise Garden Grill.
That was probably my favorite.
While we were walking over, Patty's just like, I don't think I'm gonna like this. And I kind of was just like, I don't even know if I'm gonna try this. And then next thing you know, Patty's like, this is actually really good.
And I want it all. It just, honestly, y'all, it had so much different things happening there, and I was not mad at it. It was not just one note. It had, you know, the buffalo sauce over the mac, like a yogurt. Is it like tzatziki?
It was some sort of yogurt based sauce.
Yeah, with like dill.
Sour cream or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it might have been like a light yogurt with a cucumber mixed in, but it did have celery in there too.
Oh yes.
And they accidentally gave us a bigger portion instead of the portion taste size one.
was really good.
Yeah.
So I think either one, we were mistakenly given a bigger regular size, or if that's like the taste size, then dang, the other stands need to pick up the
step piece. It up, people.
They are slacking.
Yeah, that was delightful. That was my favorite.
I still think that pork belly one was my fave. Oh man.
That was good.
I think that was at the stand right outside of Monsters, Inc. And man, I don't know. It was like eating a mini Hawaiian plate with pork belly and some mac salad. Oof. And it was the only dish that was hot for all of us. For me and Patty. Everything else was kind of, either kind of cold or lukewarm. It wasn't ever hot. So I think like we just happened to get there at the right time when they're pulling it out. And it was so good. Mm-hmm. I would eat that again.
Yes, same. That was really good. I mean, can't go wrong with, and they did it so well too. So props to them.
For sure. What was your favorite stuff that you tried, Kira?
I think my favorite one was the barbecue beef brisket slider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I did take the pickles off of that because no pickles.
You said no pickles. No pickles, please. No.
Same thing. It's like I wish all of these were much hotter, like
fresh. Like,
yeah, they were all lukewarm, and so it kind of dumbs down the flavor for you, I guess. Like, but yeah, that was my favorite one.
That was good.
And then out of the drinks, my favorite drink was the Echo Park Cooler. So when you guys were getting the pork belly one, that was the Echo Park Cooler was what I got from that same booth. And it was like this, it had it was a Joffrey's based tea, and it had some sort of like raspberry puree I drank that so fast. Like that was remember that was like the fastest I've ever like drank
yes.
like
the whole
thing ever.
You finished that before we even finished our pork belly. Dang. Yeah, I guess I actually like those chicken wings that you got, Patty.
Did you? Yay.
I did like those.
I had
those.
High hopes for them. I mean, high expectations. They were really good. I'd eat them again.
Yeah, I just wish they were hot. I guess that was a
thing. Yeah.
And I feel like if they had a ranch dip, it would make it 10 times better. Mm-hmm.
So I'll just bring ranch next time.
Yeah. I mean, all right, here's a pro tip for you Yetis out there. Whether or not we've said this, I will repeat it. Highly recommend bringing A, Tupperware, or B, a gallon like sandwich bag to store any leftovers or bring stuff back, because that came in clutch for a lot of us that day.
I thought you were just gonna say a gallon sized of ranch dressing.
I thought that's what this is going.
I'm not gonna argue against that either. I mean, come on. I feel like your shawarma would be good with that too.
Ooh, yeah.
It would be, yeah. Ranch would go well with that. Yeah.
I mean, speaking of our Tupperware and shawarma, Kira had to get her shawarma to go, so she busted out that Tupperware at that stand like a psychopath, and me and Patty were like, we appreciate that you brought them, but don't point at us like we know you.
No, girl. You are Asian at heart. My Asian mother would be so proud of you.
Oh man, it's like we went to a buffet. We're just like stuffed the crab in the Tupperware. Oh,
I'm very proud of that. That was the first time actually bringing Tupperware and not just like squirreling it away in one of the plastic bags that they've provided. And pretty much the shawarma carts like have stopped really carrying bags at all. Like to-go bags, like usually they're out, or at least they say they are. Mm. I don't know if that's always the case, but the Tupperware, how the security guards thought my backpack smelled like hot dogs that one time. And I think with the Tupperware, you can't smell it as much. Like,
still my favorite comment ever.
Do you smell
hot dogs?
So good.
That's awkward.
Probably also makes it a lot cleaner in your bag, in case of spillage.
True.
shawarma juice.
Yeah.
Shawarma juice.
And just praising those Loungefly backpacks once again. I cannot believe how much those little tiny things actually fit and carry. That entire Tupperware container holding two shawarma plus the two little tzatziki like containers that they come with, like all of that fit in the backpack and had plenty of room to spare for like my wallet, my sunglasses. I don't even know what else I crammed in there, but there was like a ton of crap.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh man. So we stuck around and did tasting around Food and Wine because we bought that pass, which came in clutch. So our pro tip was, if there was anything below $6.50, you should pay out of pocket. And then anything above that, you should actually use the tabs that are given because you're actually saving money at that point. I think the lanyard was what, like $60 basically or something?
It was, yeah, $59 for it holds eight items, like it has eight tabs on there. Or if you are a magic key holder or a cast member, it was $54.
Yeah, so we sat there and did math, and basically each tab turned out to be, I think it was like $6.25 we said it was, or added up to. So anything that was below $6.50, we each kind of just bought out of pocket. And then after that, we were just like, we are using this tab that's worth $6.25 to get a $9 snack.
Yeah.
So get your money's worth, people.
Like all three of us actually bought the blackberry lavender lemonades out of pocket because those were, I think, only like five something.
Yeah. It was just like, it didn't make sense to waste three tabs just to get those drinks. So if you're going to Food and Wine, highly recommend going that route. Save some money and really get a bang for your buck because Disney's milking it. So you might as well milk them back.
Yeah. Oh, also, they don't work on alcoholic beverages.
Oh, right. Good point.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. So focus on the high costing food items.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Also walking by the food court area or like that pier. They already have some stuff up for the San Francisco stuff popping up, which is really cool because I'm super excited to see that and how it's going to turn out. So if you walk by DCA, you'll actually see a few boxes with new graphics on them. They're doing construction slowly, so can't wait to see that when it's done.
Yeah. Do we know when that's going to be ready?
Isn't it next year or this year?
I think it's either later this year or next year, but I did read today that the San Francisco Park area is going to be open by this summer.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
I mean, they don't really have to do much. Or, they're just rebuilding.
I guess they called it not a park. Overlay. I think they called it a square. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, San Francisco Square. Okay.
It could just be that food area, which is technically already open, but maybe it'll be, you know, have new facades or something. And I did see that if you look kind of across the bridge at the side of the sourdough bakery, where it usually has like signage up and stuff, where like Max and Goofy sometimes go fishing in that area. Okay, obviously I do not read Japanese, but there are some signs on the wall that I believe are Japanese script. And I saw on Instagram that I guess whatever they say in Japanese makes it seem like the Lucky Fortune Cookery and the El Casino Cucamonga. I forget.
Yeah, Casino Cucamonga.
Yeah, I believe both of those are still going to remain open.
Yes, that's what I've seen as well.
Got it. Nice. Okay, well then, I'm super excited it's going to open up this summer.
Yes.
I don't know what else we did in DCA, actually, after Food and Wine. Did we just head over to Disneyland?
Oh, We basically just strolled around, but we did stroll through Cars Land. And remember, they had that miniature...
They had a remote control tiny mater that you could like for children, and Kira for some reason thought it was like the highlight of the day. So
Kira just goes running.
Yeah, she ran over to
bye
mini mater.
It was really cute though.
So
cute.
My favorite.
I did not realize it was remote controlled until I started turning around, and then it started following me, and I freaked out.
Chase.
Yeah. Chasing her. It looked like a mouse was chasing a cat. That was super cute. I don't think we did anything else after that really at DCA.
No. We enjoyed a lot of the food. We had some chats.
Yeah.
A lot of good catch up, and then made our way.
Yeah, we
tried looking for the sweatshirt that you liked.
We won't talk about that, Kira.
Every time I want a sweatshirt from Disney, I don't know why I have to choose the one that everybody else wants to, and it's just gone. There is this green sweatshirt, guys, with Mickey on it, and it just looks so good, but I can't find it anywhere. They even took it off the mannequin, so it's just like gone. But like the weird thing is, I've only seen one person wear it in the park, so I'm just like, was this just let's make 10 hoodies and just call it a day kind of concept, or like,
well, I really think all they had was the one on that mannequin, and that girl took the one on the mannequin.
Dang it.
I will find her.
Yeah.
I will make that hoodie mine. whatever. One day we'll see. But they have the sweatpants, but that makes no sense. I don't want the sweatpants. I want the sweatshirt.
Right? Yeah. More useful.
Yeah, so I'm a little bitter by that, but things got better. We made our way to Disneyland because I told Kira and Patty that my only two goals for that day were to see Magic Happens, which I think is my favorite parade, and I wanted to see the new fireworks because Baymax comes flying past the castle, and I would prefer that over Tinkerbell, so wanted to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So Kira came in clutch with the parade, so I'll let her explain her little devious plan.
Strategy.
Her strats.
Should I really divulge this to the overall Yeti community?
You know what? We don't gatekeep here.
Yeah, we don't do that. We share the wealth don't have.
All right. Well, I put a lot of thought into this, you guys.
She really did, you guys.
She did.
Okay, so there are two showings of the parade each day, one at 3:30 p.m. and one at 6:30 p.m. And typically, as long as like the entire route hasn't gotten messed up or the schedule hasn't changed for some odd reason, the first parade at 3:30 p.m. will start back at It's a Small World, and it'll come all the way down to Main Street in front of the train station, and it ends next to essentially the Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln area. So that way, all of the parade floats are then stuck in that corralled area until the 6:30 parade. So then they start there at the beginning of Main Street, and they go all the way up to the back of the park and land at It's a Small World, and they get put away into storage like every night. So we were going to go see the 6:30 p.m. parade. So I knew as long as the schedule had gone as planned, and I think we even checked on Instagram or TikTok or something that day.
Kira was panicking. She's like, what if they were off schedule and it didn't work out? I was like, we could just go on social media because let's be real, someone's going to post that parade. And so I did some creeping and found someone posting it where it was heading. And I was like, Kira, we're good. Your plan is working.
Yeah.
Your plan is in motion.
It's all working. So I decided the best place to stake out was essentially like right just to the right of the Mickey Mouse statue at the start of Main Street on that curb facing the gate where the parade comes out of, because I was like, they're going to come directly to us. So we'll get a complete front facing of every single float, and then it'll turn in front of us. So we also get the profile view, And we get to, like, basically see the parade from the very moment it starts. So we don't have to sit, like, all the way down Main Street for, like, 45 minutes as it begins at the other end, just waiting for it and hearing the same, you know, kind of music cycle over and over. So, yeah, that was my plan. And they kind of moved us a little bit just based off of where they roped things off. So I didn't get to sit on the exact curb that I thought we were going to, but we still got to sit like on the ground, like right in front of the ropes. Although Patty chose to remain standing, which, you know, was her choice.
It was a good choice for me. Yeah. I would not be sitting here. I'd probably still be on Main Street.
Oh, it's so fun though. Yeah, so Kira's plan worked. We definitely saw the parade up in front. I think the only thing I would say about that, maybe we should sit a few feet further down, mm-hmm. because the music actually was a little delayed for us.
Yeah.
Not in the sense that we were, I don't know how to describe it. It was like a lag, I guess. Like as the next floats came by, we were still listening to the same music from the previous float. So it got a little confusing when you're watching Moana dance to the, like, Still Magic Happens. But that was the only thing.
I think that has to do with the acoustics in the square, because I think the dancers have the speakers like facing them. Mm-hmm. So that they know when their cue is. Mm-hmm. But for us, it was like the music then has to bounce off the wall and come back to us. So there's that like reverberation and lag at that point.
Yeah, but maybe.
Yeah, agree with you.
Who knows? But I mean, either way, I loved every second of it. I think Kira has seen it before. Patty, I think that was your first time watching
it. Yeah, it was my first time. And I'm not typically a parade gal. Like, I like parades here and there, but... And I'm not as hardcore as y'all sitting on the ground and such, camping an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, we should probably mention that.
You know what though? It did not seem, I will say I'm impatient when it comes to stuff like that. And maybe because we just love each other's company so much. It did not feel like an hour and a half. Like it was really lovely just to hang out with you guys and wait for this parade, and it was pleasant.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely pulled a kind of like a first time Disney experience where we were like, we have to watch the parade, so we have to wait an hour and a half, 2 hours to watch this. I was just like, I don't think I've done that in a hot minute. It's been a while. But yeah, because I think we got there and we were kind of walking down Main Street, we saw people already posted up, and Kira got really nervous that her plan A, epic plan on that curb was being taken. So I ran to get my cream cheese pretzel, and then we made our way to go post up at the spot that Kira calculated in her brain for days.
It was a good spot.
It was
highly
solid.
Recommend.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a cast member handing out free stickers.
Okay, that was pretty funny. I think this cast member was bored out of her mind. She just had just like what, a strip of stickers. She's like, free stickers, and I was like, what? And she wasn't even walking up to anybody. She made the kids run up to her, so you really had to work for that. And Kira ran over there.
Yeah, I had to get up off my curb.
Her safe space.
Yeah.
But hey, we all got stickers because of Kira.
We did.
So
good times were had.
Yeah, we had to get the free. We basically sat there for 2 hours, so we deserved a sticker.
Yes.
I think what was even more funny is after the parade, we actually ended up walking with the parade all the way to, where did we go? Toontown?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. So we walked to Toontown, but like we basically followed the parade literally behind the two girls that are holding the rope. So that song was just on repeat. And I think I was just singing the whole way down because I just thought it was hilarious. But
we were the parade at the end.
The parade. Yeah. At one point I was like, I'm just going to start waving. Hello.
The princess is here.
The princess has arrived. So we ended up going to Toontown. And I think we were trying to go to find the picnic basket and blanket for Kira and I. But they were sold out, which was crazy. So we were kind of crap on luck on that. So we found out how much they were, though. I think it was $25 or something.
$27.99.
Wow.
Patty's got it.
She's good at prices and dates. Yeah, so that's gonna be our next plan, is we'll probably go back and try to get those, because I thought the picnic basket was super cute and Kira wants the picnic blanket, so you know,
perfect
tag team in that, and then we can have a little cute picnic at Toontown, which I think would be actually a really cute Yeti outing.
Yeah.
I do want to try those fold over pizza.
Same.
I really do too. I'm just like, I know it just tastes like a pepperoni pizza, but
I'm sure it does.
Disney. But it can't go wrong. I've heard good things about it.
Same.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then even when we were walking by, it looked like Daisy's Diner was super busy. It had a pretty decent line outside.
Can you mobile order?
I don't know, actually. We didn't check, actually. We didn't look.
Let's check right now. Let's see if I can mobile order.
On the spot not today. Research.
For not today.
For not today.
That sounds delightful, actually. I would like that. No.
It definitely was more crowded than Toontown had been in the past, I think.
Yeah.
But it could just be because it just reopened, so everyone's testing it out again.
Yeah, I think so. Where did we went on that little roller coaster that you guys made me go on.
Gadgets Go Coaster.
That forever. One. Yeah, they made me get on that one because I had no idea what was going on, and that thing went faster than I thought. I actually screamed on that, but more out of pure like surprise that it was so quick. But it was over by the time I realized I was screaming.
I just thought that it was your first time.
Yeah.
Which is so funny. I was like, this is so random.
I think what's also random is that they changed the name to Chip and Dale's Gadget Coaster, which I don't know. Why bother? Why bother, like, updating it? It wasn't a big change. And
they just wanted to put Chip and Dale on the forefront. Come on, give Gadget some love. She's the one who created that.
Leave it to two guys that don't do work. Get all the credit.
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. Side note, you can mobile order at the moment. You can mobile order Cafe Daisy. At the moment, they have the late night dining menu. I mean, we're recording this at like 9 o'clock on a weeknight. This is for 10:30.
Oh, wow.
11 p.m. You can get donuts and lemonade and tea and specialty cold brew.
Oh.
Wait, their next available pickup window isn't for like an hour?
Yeah, an hour and 15.
I mean, that place was bumping when we were there.
It is around spring break right now, so
that's true.
Super crowded.
Yeah, you're right. Dang. We were also trying to look for Pete, but we actually weren't lucky in that sense. But we did bump into Clarabelle and Donald right next to Minnie's house.
So yeah, Minnie was out and about too.
Yeah, so she was doing photos right outside of her house, and then we actually decided to go see our old pal Mickey at his house, and I think the wait told us like 35 minutes.
30 minutes, and I was like, wow, it's usually like 60.
Yeah.
So I've seen.
For sure, and then we basically, you know, walked the whole house, and then his like little garden, and then the back room, and I think we got in within like 20 minutes, honestly. I don't think it was 30. It didn't
even feel like that. No.
I think it was under 15.
Yeah, I was going to say like 15, 10 to 15.
Yeah. I was just surprised. We kind of just like walked in. I think we were in that room with like this TV screen for a little, but I wouldn't say like a long time.
Yeah.
And then we saw good old Mickey. He saw Patty's donut Mickey ears and just wanted donuts, and he almost left the building. And I told him to get his butt back because I want a photo.
Right. And then you can get your donuts.
I know. And I was like, hey, look, priority first. And then you can leave these children and go get a donut. But I deserve a photo.
Yeah, seriously. So what I didn't realize until after we left that night is that they always change the backdrop and like the setting in that barn where you take a photo with him.
Oh.
It's like always different, because the last time that I recall seeing him was, I mean, this one was many years ago, but he had like a full-on like Steamboat Willie stuff going on. Oh, and then only a few days before we went and took our photo, my friend went and took her son, and it was like Fantasia Mickey and stuff. And then we got like more like kind of classic.
Yeah, but I also feel like there's different rooms.
Yeah, there must be, because we went through a really small door.
Yeah, and I don't remember ever just going right in and to the left. I always felt like I went in and had to go further around.
Mm.
So I think there's maybe like a few rooms that they put in to kind of, you know, separate everybody too, to kind of get a good flow. Right. So maybe that's what it is. Like maybe they're not changing that room specifically that we were in, but maybe just
they just have each one set up differently. Like we were in his dressing room.
Yeah. So maybe like another one was just like Steamboat Willie themed. Like yours. Yeah.
It's just, I can't believe I've never like noticed that before, that it completely changes.
I don't think I've noticed either.
Changes, yeah. Like,
yeah.
The decor does. I think that's really cool because
should we test this out?
Yeah. Yeah, we should. We should see what we get the next time.
It's gonna be like Mickey Roulette.
Experience.
Mickey Roulette. Yeah, I don't know what we did after this, actually.
We went right before Toontown was closing for the fireworks. They close at 8 o'clock and open up back up at 10 o'clock after.
Right.
So I think we went to Fantasyland and did like the Casey Jr. train.
No, that was after the fireworks.
That was after.
Oh no, we went to go get food.
Yes.
We got hungry.
Oh, and then we were also going to stake out a spot for the fireworks. So we were like, okay, we need food and then fireworks.
Yeah, because I feel like from the parade to the fireworks was pretty like nonstop. We kind of kept going, but we weren't doing much at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we went to, what's that?
Oh, Plaza Inn.
Plaza Inn, thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, so we went to Plaza Inn to get dinner because we actually were pretty hungry. I got the pasta because I don't know why. It just tastes so good there. Kira, you got the same thing.
Yes, it was so good.
And then Patty got the famous fried chicken. Yeah, it was bomb. That was a good dinner. Yes. I don't think we realized how hungry we were until we sat down.
Because we ate the food and wine stuff, but those were more snacky and we were just like, you know, nibbling here and there.
Yeah, that was a good dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we finished that up. And then, we basically made our way to Main Street because even when we were walking over to dinner, people already posted up for the fireworks. Mm-hmm. I think like the first half of like that roundabout in front of the castle was already taking up.
Yeah.
And Kira didn't have a plan for the fireworks, unfortunately, because I feel like that would have came in clutch for us.
I think Tiff had the, she had the
I just said plan. Push all the children.
I love that. And the adults, apparently.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you're tall, you should stand behind the short people, because I was getting pissed with those two people in front of us. And look, Patty and I are like, Patty's taller for sure. It's just but we weren't obnoxiously tall like this couple was.
Oh my gosh. And there were two couples. Yeah. And they were like getting
they were getting all PA.
And it's like, come on.
I was like, seriously. And on top of that, they kept scooting in front of us, which was pissing me off because I was just like, how did this happen? And so I was not happy. I don't like when people do that. And I'm just like, look, you have a better view no matter where you are. My short butt ain't going to see anything but this tree branch.
Yeah.
So that was a struggle just fighting through. But Patty and Kira kept me calm by saying that everybody's sitting down. So once we had to stand up, everybody would move. And they did. Yes. And I definitely ran for spots. I definitely ran. Yeah, and then that one couple still ended up in front of us, and I felt better about what I was feeling because this couple of guys next to us were feeling the same. I felt validated.
And they were hilarious.
They were so fun, and I think they were being more obnoxious about it than I was, that the couple actually moved a little for us, or more forward at least.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up in a good, decent spot. We saw the fireworks. I don't think I remember the last time I actually stood on Main Street to watch the fireworks. I don't know about you guys.
Not that close, like ever.
Yeah,
ever?
I remember like
no.
During like Mickey's Mix Magic when we stood way at
the back.
The beginning of Main Street, near the train station kind of like near the Mickey statue. So we had more room and stuff, but like there's just the sea of people in front of you.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, I don't know, like I kind of enjoyed that we waited like 45 minutes and then like an hour and a half for the parade and the fireworks. Yeah. It felt like it was like, oh, we only have one day to do Disney ever, so let's make sure we see everything.
You know what? I feel like we did a lot of things that we normally don't do, or for some of us, never have done. Like, yeah. I have never waited an hour and a half or 45 minutes for.
I'm like, Patty, I have no patience with me.
I have no patience, and like, I hate crowds. But you know what? If y'all want to do it, and you guys can just, you know, poo 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 all the people. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, sorry. And I was like, you know what? Most of y'all not saying sorry. I'm going to also not say sorry as much.
Oh my gosh. Can we please talk about this? Okay. Me and Patty went to the bathroom, right?
Ooh.
We had, I don't know why. I just feel like this is just so funny. But basically we're washing our hands and we're ready to leave the bathroom. And of course for the, you know, women's bathroom, there's always a line. So me and Patty like turn and there's basically this woman with her child just standing in the middle. And there's no room for any of us to move. And Patty politely said, excuse me, at least 3 times. And I lost my mind because I was like, she wasn't responding. She didn't like acknowledge Patty. And mm-hmm. So I just go, are you going to move? Dead to her face. And she didn't do anything. And I was just like, all right. And I like pushed her kid and me and Patty just went on through. I was like, dude, we can only be so polite, right?
Right. Everyone needs a tip in their life. I need a tip in my life.
I was losing my mind. Which is so weird because I feel like I have patience, but at Disneyland, I'm just like, no, this is a fight to the death. Anywhere we go. This is about survival.
You know what? Oh. At Disney, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like with the balloons that were attached to that stroller.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I was so ready. I even told Patty, I was like, I will literally cut that rope. I was like, I was gonna get my keys. I was like, I will literally do this.
Bye.
And I think it was really annoying because the dad was just like trying to fold the string with the stroller.
It didn't make sense.
I know. I was like, what's this guy doing? So he basically was trying to get out of his way. He wasn't even caring about like here or I. But it was just funny because the wind kept knocking and it just kept hitting him in the face. And I was like, you get what you deserve, bro.
Yeah.
That's why initially I thought it wasn't even his. I thought it was somebody else's.
Yeah, I felt bad at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw him struggle. I was like, oh, you deserve every hit to the face from that balloon.
Yeah. I'm like, it's really not hard to like tie a knot around the handles.
Yeah. It's just like, dude, let's for the fireworks. Just like, just put the balloons in the stroller.
Or like, you know how I was even saying, like, I will hold them for him. Like,
I know. Kira said that to him. Kira literally said, I was like, I can hold those for you. And I was like, I don't think he hears you.
Oh, yeah. He totally ignored me.
He totally did. Because I was just like, I will take those and I will put them where they need to be in the trash can or in the sky.
Like, honestly, how hard is that? Like, there's balloons that are flying in the air. They're hitting you freaking in the head. Like, just take them and hold them in the palm of your hand, like, through the fireworks show. Like, how hard is that?
Common sense is just thrown away at Disneyland sometimes.
100%. Like, people just go, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't think.
Once I go to Disneyland, I'm just completely brain dead and just don't care about anybody around me. I'm just saying, if you're Disneyland, be courteous, all right? There's already not enough space. I don't need any more space for stupidity.
This is a PSA from the Part-Time Yetis for everyone.
That was just a segment of what really grinds my gears. But back to our original programming. Afterwards, we basically just, Kira made us run a marathon through Fantasyland, I feel like.
You know what? I appreciate that. Like, we did not have a plan, but my favorite plan is to knock out after the fireworks. Ooh! Wait, was this before? This was before we went to do that thing. We joined the mob and ended up accidentally going to Fantasmic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah.
No, because my favorite thing is to, like, do Fantasmic. And then, like, after the second Fantasmic, literally have, like, an hour or so, just, like, ride all the rides at Fantasyland with little to no children.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Clutch.
Or crowd, you know.
Children.
I like children, but not if you're my competition.
Yeah. Wow, we sound like the Angry Yetis. Like, Disney has triggered us a little. I totally forgot about Fantasmic.
Oh, we don't talk about Fantasmic, though.
Yeah, I don't like this, this wish iteration. Version of Fantasmic. What is this nonsense? Yeah,
we're
I don't know.
So salty. But you I'm know pissed. What? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No. I mean, I did enjoy that we were there because we got our hot chocolate.
And we got to sit.
And we did get to sit. But my thing that I was laughing about so hard was that there was a family at the table next to us. Kira, do you remember this? Just
like, yeah, just could not be bothered.
It was so bizarre. Like, dead, like, what? There was three adults and, like, five children. Fantasmic mm-hmm. is full-blown going on, like, fireworks from, like the cannon from the pirate ship whatsoever. This kid in front of us was looking at Thunder Mountain, like... Like, Dad was looking somewhere different direction. I just turned to Patty and Karen, just like, he knows that there's a show happening in front of him, right?
And us, whole... remember? He was just oh, yeah, looking he kept
staring.
At us, too.
He was staring at us. I was just like, the show's that way. And yeah, I was like I think someone needs to reboot their child. They're so confused.
Maybe he's a part-time Yetis fan. He's like, oh my gosh, the show's over here.
I don't even know, but Dad, like, that whole family didn't even, like, turn to their right to see Fantasmic. Yeah. They were just so... enamored with just staring into the abyss. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was bizarre. The dad was like on his phone the whole time.
Yeah,
like,
and then the kid next to him was just
watching over the kids.
Yeah, and then the kid is just like staring off to like the wrong direction. The other mom was just there. I don't even know. I was just like, do they not know what's happening? Like, there's a lot of cannons and like there's a lot of strobe lights happening too.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's refreshing. There's, like, some people who aren't caught up in the shows and stuff, and they've just got eyes on the prize. I feel like this family, upon observing them, one, they probably don't care for shows. Two, they're probably tourists, and they just want to eat and go. And, like, ooh, there's a show going on? Okay, cool. We're going to knock off our food and then hightail it to, Big Thunder or wherever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes sense, but it was just, like, the weirdest thing. I'm just, like...
It's not typical, but they exist.
Yeah, it's true. Oh my gosh, this is so random. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Fantasmic just doesn't hit the same, you guys.
Mm-mm.
We can probably spend a whole hour on why we don't like Fantasmic.
We can make this, we'll make this an episode because I feel like we're not the only ones.
Well, okay. Here's the thing, you guys. Since clearly Disney has been listening to our podcast based on the other predictions that have come through.
So we should make a prediction right now.
Yes, we should.
Okay, I like this. I like this.
We should predict that, you know, Disney goes through a nostalgic phase and brings back our original Fantasmic.
For okay, good.
How about this? I bet what's going to happen is that there's going to be an anniversary for Fantasmic and they're going to bring it back to the original.
Yeah, but I think we just had one.
Like... Yeah, it was 92, so I think it was last year.
They do one every year, so it'll be the 93rd.
Like, every year is an anniversary.
Don't you think I feel like every year we're celebrating something different. I was like, I swear we just celebrate 30 years somewhere else.
Yeah.
it's true. There is always an anniversary of something. But I really thought, especially for this year when they were doing the Disneyland After Dark throwback nights, I thought like that would be a cool thing to do is bring back some of the original versions of the shows. Like Cosmic. Like that would be
a throwback. You hear that, Disney?
Hint, hint. We don't like what you did.
Yeah, you know what you did.
You know what you did.
I mean, like at least bring back the original monkey sequence.
I love that you guys are so more upset about that than anything.
Yes,
I'm just upset about the music.
I am too. I'm upset about the soundtrack, and also, I mean, we don't have to go into this right now. We can write a whole thesis on like why this iteration of Fantasmic is not cool and not sustainable.
Okay, this definitely turned into a very long what grinds my gears section.
Not sustainable.
It isn't.
I love this. Let's keep going. What else bothers us? I'm totally kidding.
Kira, your turn.
Yeah. Well, what do you got?
Oh my gosh.
What triggers you?
Oh, just about this show? Because I think we could go on and on and
on. We really could. I was so pissed.
Yeah. How about also like there were parts of the show where the audio, at least from where we were sitting back near the
space door.
Yeah, stage door cafe and stuff. Mm-hmm. The audio levels seemed really low. The only thing that like actually like reverberated behind us when it was like, we're here, we're there, oh no, look out, we're everywhere. That was the only part that it like came out of the speaker behind us and we could hear clearly.
I feel like the audio is like surround sound though. Like I feel like
that, but only that part.
Yeah, because it's bouncing, because like technically if you're listening to it, it's kind of in the background. I think we just got the background music and everything at the front was like actual conversation audio, because I cannot hear Mickey at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you know,
just more gripes.
We have notes.
We have thoughts.
We have tons of thoughts.
Lots of notes.
Yeah. The only like thing that I will say I prefer about this version is like how Mickey moves like up to that higher area on the island, so like he's more visible from more directions.
Sure,
that's
one, it. I'll give one, him that
one win.
That's it.
He didn't need to change the whole show
just to move a mouse. No.
Yes.
No.
They didn't need to change the soundtrack to move the freaking mouse.
They certainly did not.
Okay, clearly, Yetis, we are very upset. There's something about this this conversation got really triggering once Patty said we saw Fantasmic. That went downhill real quick. Ooh, Kira did.
But guess what, you guys? So for the Wondrous Journeys fireworks show, like obviously we wanted to see it from Main Street because we wanted to see Baymax fly around, and we saw the Blue Fairy, which was a surprise to me. I did not realize that she was also flying. So yeah, that was cool. But you know, we had that kind of dead tree that was kind of ruining some of the projections on the castle for us. Yeah. But I found out that over on the Rivers of America, where they do Fantasmic, during the fireworks show, they also now project those projections on water during the fireworks show.
I thought they did that before.
I didn't know that. Like, yeah, I think
before, like, Small World, they would do, like, whatever projections were on the castle back there,
too. Yeah. Yeah. Depends. Like, you could see them on different areas, like, the Rivers of America. So you can essentially go and see this fireworks show at different locations every single time and have a different experience.
Okay, so we have to do that, but then of course we also have to see the fireworks from Galaxy's Edge.
I also want to see that Encanto, that Bruno
projection
thing that they have at Small World. I think it's in between the fireworks and Fantasmic, or is it before? I think it's before, or something like that. I think it's around the same time though.
There was one time where we were, was it when we were waiting for, when did we do that? I think
we were waiting for Fantasmic. We were with Chanel. We were watching it on my phone.
Yes. So it might have been before Fantasmic.
Oh, yeah, right. Because we were live streaming.
So I think we were trying to get, like, I know that we had gone boom, boom, boom. And I think we tried to hit everything, but did we watch the fireworks that time?
That was the Mickey's Mix Magic, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we did.
But we couldn't do all of it.
Yeah, so we were like, so we found.
They corralled us.
I think it was, we couldn't make our way over there. That's how it was.
They wouldn't allow us.
Yeah, the fish only swam one direction that day.
Yeah. So it was after fireworks, but before the second showing of Fantasmic.
Okay, that makes sense. One time, we'll try it.
Yeah.
Kira did point out something that we didn't know about Storybrooke ride attraction.
Storybrooke Land Canal Boats.
Okay, that one.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'll let the listeners know.
You want me to share? Okay.
Yes.
Giving away the secrets. So one of the cast members that works at the Storybrooke Land Canal Boats in Fantasyland realized that he kept seeing a lot of little kids get too scared to go on that attraction because Monstro, the giant whale, like swallows you essentially, like right at the beginning of that ride. And so he decided to come up with an idea to try to calm their nerves. So he created his own brand of stickers that just say Whale Watcher on them. And so he basically gives these little kids a job by giving them the sticker. He's saying like, okay, like you're going to be the Whale Watcher. You keep your eyes on Monstro and like keep a lookout for him and stuff. And it just, you know, it kind of puts them at ease because they have a job to do and they're focused more on that job rather than on like how scary this like giant whale is in front of them with all the teeth.
Yeah. We tried to get that sticker. It was sad.
Yeah. We failed.
Did not happen.
It was just funny. I just straight up went to that girl. I was just like, do you have whale watching stickers? I was surprised. She's like, oh, let me go check. I was like, sweet. And then she came back and just shook her head. I was like, how dare you?
But clearly they exist. And like, we it wasn't earlier. Like she looked at us and decided like, oh no, you're adults. I'm not going to give them to you. You know, she actually like looked. She's so fine. I think that's promising for next
time. Yeah. So I feel like next time that might be the first thing we do if we walk through Fantasyland.
Yeah.
I want that sticker because it's free. Stickers. It's free, guys.
Another free sticker.
Pretty much. Yeah. We love free. I think that was pretty much really all we did. And then we ran our marathon through Fantasyland. I think even Patty got on to the, we did the Alice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such a nice surprise because it was such a short wait.
It was. We walked basically on. I think we only waited like for a minute and walked on, which is pretty nice.
Well, it was like the last 5 minutes that the park was open.
That's the secret.
That's the secret. Just wait until everybody leaves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, I feel like for a day not planned, we did a lot.
Especially at the end.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it felt like we were running a marathon.
Oh, wait. Do you remember when that guy sat next to me?
That was weird on Thunder Mountain. Thunder. Oh, yeah. Big Thunder. Oh, my. That was so weird. Because, what was it? Me and Kira sat together at the back. She wanted the last seat.
Yeah. And we sat there. The back row is the best row.
Like your time.
Mm-hmm. It was just funny because we sat down and we like basically like pulled down the lever, and then Patty was doing the same, and all of a sudden this guy just gets into her car, and I was all like, three of us looked at each other. I think sat down to you, and Kira just looked at me and was like, what the heck? And I was like, I don't understand. I was like, maybe that was a mistake. And then you turned around and looked at us and was like, okay, so we all feel like this is a mistake.
Yeah. And I felt bad. Like, I know it was an older gentleman, and if it was a younger person, I would have been like, get out.
Yeah. Danger.
But he was an older gentleman trying to be with his family, so I wasn't about to split up a family.
I mean, let's be real, I like to pretend scream when I'm on rides, so I think I was pretty obnoxious behind him. I think
we got important. Him good.
Yeah. Joke's on you, sir. You would have wished you waited for the next train. Oh yeah. Also, Kira was trying to ask every cast member what they're mining. At Big Thunder. It was the weirdest, like, I think we were in line. She's like, what do you think they're actually mining here? What?
Leave it to Kara to ask the hard-hitting question.
I was just like, what a weird epiphany that you just like, I need to know. And of course, she's like, it could be gold or coal, but we don't know. So we decided to ask. Mm-hmm. She asked the cast member as we're leaving. And even the cast member was like, what are you asking me? And I said, my answer is churros. And that's what I'm going to go with. And then Kira's like, so it's gold. Because she found a gold. She found like that pan outside of that.
Yeah.
There was a gold mining pan like used as like the handicap ramp sign. So I guess they're mining gold there. But like, honestly, it just came to me in that moment. Like none of the signage there actually like says anything about the elements that they're mining. It doesn't say silver, copper, gold, nothing. It just says a lot of mining stuff. So, and dynamite.
We're in California and there was a gold rush. So
there you go, Kira. A little more.
Yeah, context. But Big Thunder Mountain Railroad isn't in Disney California Adventure. It's just in Disneyland. So,
but it's the wildest ride in the wilderness in the West.
This is getting real deep. What is happening?
Also, I said gold prior, so
close.
I've settled on it being gold, but I just find it very interesting that there's no gold signage.
they don't want people to know what they have there.
Like, because I kind of want to know, was that like a like intentional move by the Imagineers when they're building this ride? Like, we're intentionally not going to name what we're mining here, because it seems bizarre that it wouldn't come out on any of the signs to me.
Maybe they didn't want like crazy people or people who were very literal in the sense to start trying to mine stuff in line. That would probably Ooh. Be a bad look.
Hero.
Yeah, like one day they're going to start mining Bitcoin out of Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay, this conversation needs to end. Let's be real. I don't think the Imagineers imagined that there'd be a Kira in line. Just what are they digging for here?
They never knew what was coming.
They never had you in the plan.
Well, and there's even like those giant like dinosaur bones or whatever, or mammoth. I don't even know what it is. I think it's a dinosaur, but like, so are they doing archaeology? Like, I don't know.
Oh boy.
I think it was really hot. I think they died.
Oh, and it was just left there. It's yeah. It's a structural thing now.
Yeah. Anyway, the Yikes. Questions that come to you while you're waiting in a long queue.
No, the questions that come to Kira.
Yes.
My question was like, are we almost there yet? Hers is, what are they mining? What are they digging for here?
Yeah.
Churros.
Never a dull moment with Kira.
Yeah, I think I did make the mistake of like, give me some fun facts, and man, did I regret saying that to you.
And now, have you forgotten about them, or are they just etched in your memory forever?
I think I blacked out.
They're great for trivia.
They are, but I blacked out. Oh man, good times. Yeah, I think that was pretty much like the run through of our day at Disney. It was a pretty short but long day.
If you consider 12 hours a short day.
I think for us, I think it is.
Oh, we also went into the great moments with Mr. Lincoln. And remember, I found that pin on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like, not broken, but like kind of like
it the was back. Bent.
The backing was gone. And yeah, the pin part was bent. And so Tiffany was the genius who was able to unbend it for
me. Yeah, my favorite quote from Kira that day. You could be smart sometimes.
That's a compliment.
I was like, I don't know if that's a compliment if I could be.
You have the potential.
Okay. Only at Disney do you learn your true potential. And mine is pin bending.
Pin bending.
Everybody's got something. You're telling the source.
Everybody has a skill, I guess. Nice. But yeah, I think that was pretty much our day, unless you guys can think of something else that we hit up that day that I can't remember. I think we just ate a lot and we stood a lot to wait for some of the...
Oh, we did have one other kind of smart idea, and that was parking at the Pixar Pals lot. You know, entered at Mickey and Friends, but then we crossed over into Pixar Pals and we were able to park like basically right next to the elevator.
Yeah, I think that's what we did the last time too. And I think it's now just like our preferred way of parking. Yeah. We
don't Even though it's always anybody. On the top, always on top. But you know what? It's kind of ideal actually.
Yeah, I was like, we only had to take one elevator up and then our car is right there. And we don't have to fight everybody downstairs to leave either.
Yeah.
So I think that definitely was one of our other pro tips that we kind of picked up the last few times going to Disney. Mm-hmm. I just go straight there now.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. All right. Well, our mobile order for beef and barley poutine, because it was just that good, from Dealer's Stand is ready. So until next time.
See you real soon.
I'm surprised you didn't do the other thing.
Nothing to stop us now. No, you told me I'm gonna get in trouble. We're gonna
get. Oh yeah, we're gonna get.